In the Mind of an Awesome Salesman, author Joseph Peeler, published by Nordic Success Publishing. What is a top seller, really? What do top sellers do that nobody else does? In fact, I didn't know if I would call this book In the Mind of a Top Seller or In the Mind of a Confused Seller. Selling is so much more than persuading things. A top seller uses all of his or her channels by being warm and considerate to make his or her customers succeed. It's also exciting to ask oneself what they don't do. What they don't do is, for example, bring bitterness and anger from one's own life into the business world. In the technological world we're living in today, it's extremely easy, often far too easy, with as little as 140 characters to reach out one's hatred to millions of people with a keystroke. But I'll come back to that a little later in the book. What's your excuse for not succeeding? Did you know that one of the symptoms for apology is evasion? We're avoiding things that are hard. If we instead would say the following to ourselves each morning, I was born to win. I'm preparing to win. I'm planning to win. I'm expecting to win. I'm living to win. Then our subconscious would eventually work for us and not against us. Ask yourself, what excuses do I have for not doing my best? Take this book, for example. The hard thing wasn't really to write it. Of course, it obviously was hard, but in a nice way. I'm comparing it to having run a half marathon. It's hard to run more than 21 kilometers. But if you are sufficiently prepared, you'll know exactly how it'll feel during the different stages. You've visualized over and over again how it'll feel to run past the finish line. The hard thing was deciding to write the book. Writing it down as a goal every day until I had an agreement signed with the publisher. Then deliver the book to the publisher in order for them to distribute it. The hard thing was to fight against all the bogeys that are telling us what we can't do. You can't release a book. You can't find the time to write it. Will anyone read it? Such stupid things that have nothing to do with my choice or goal. The hard thing was setting a date when it would be at the publisher and work every day with it until it was actually submitted. I visualized what it would look like when I handed over the finished material to the publisher. What I would feel, what I would do when I saw it released online. I myself have had to work a lot with these positive images in order to keep up my pace during the creation, because it has taken a lot of time and effort. So the struggle against my subconscious is going on daily with all the long-term goals I've set for myself. Why should my subconscious decide what other people might do or think? We have an advanced thinking, but too often we are tripping ourselves up. What thoughts are appearing as soon as I mention the words IKEA and Saturday? So when you and your partner have decided to go to IKEA on a Saturday and buy the sofa that you've been talking about for so long but never actually bought, your brain has adjusted itself to all the difficulties that may perhaps surface. It's playing with pictures and also as a movie for you so that you won't make another decision and do something funnier instead. There must be thousands of funnier things to do than being squashed by 10,000 other people on your day off. Already, now when I mention it, you have two or more pictures on the retina about everything that may happen that day. Because the hard thing isn't the purchase. If you consider this properly, I haven't mentioned anything about the price of the sofa, because the money or the cost isn't the first thing that appears in your head. The absolute sickest movie that has been played in my head is this one. Consider that we are in the middle of the department store. In other words, as far away as possible from the entrance or exit, and there's suddenly a zombie epidemic that starts spreading in the department store. Do I really want to go there and risk that? You may laugh at my exaggerated imagination, but this is how we work. We're putting up barriers in our minds to not have to expose ourselves to what our brain perceives as difficult and not essential to life. If it's not a danger to your life, you can postpone it. The excuses will come if you don't confront what's tough and make a decision. Because once you are in the